Tens of thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators in Hong Kong are continuing their protest today in defiance of the authorities. The demonstrators want China to give people a free and fair vote in Hong Kong's first ever elections for a leader in 2017. China had promised to do that for the former British colony, but last month, Beijing rejected open nominations for the candidates, angering many in Hong Kong who have been turning out in huge numbers to protest. The BBC's China editor, Carrie Gracie, reports.
We just emerged from Admiralty subway station. The crowd's just moving back. They're obviously afraid of the police coming. Shouts of shame, shame as we came up the steps. We're following the crowd forward now. They're running with masks, plastic coats. It's a very orderly human chain. What are you passing forward? Bandages, towels. Why do the protesters need towels?
Because we want them to cover their eyes.
It's the tear gas just up
ahead. Yeah. Can't you hear the noise there?
Soldiers in. Go on.
So the tear gas is popping, tear gas canisters popping just ahead, and people are running back through this human chain. Most of them have masks, goggles. It feels urgent, chaotic, slightly panicked.
Come back.
We can see the clouds of tear gas now. Just heard the canister going on. There's clouds rising and the crowd is moving back. They're shouting shame, shame every time a cloud of tear gas rises into the Hong Kong sky.
You all be careful. They have been warned.
So the protesters are telling us to put masks and goggles on if we're going up into the front of the crowd where the tear gas is going off.
I don't know what they're doing. We just asked for our democracy.
So what's going to happen next?
They warned it. They will use some rubber.
Rubber bullets.
Rubber bullets for us. Mm-hmm. I don't think it is reasonable.
They want you to go home. Are you going to go home now?
We won't. Not only me. All of us here won't go home until we have victory at last.
This is the turning point for Hong Kong. Chinese government don't like people like us protesting. It's the international community we're asking. It's not too much for us. If other countries believe in democracy, we are fighting the same thing that you enjoy.
Why are you here?
I'm here to fight for Hong Kong's future.
You know what happens in mainland China if people make political demands and demonstrate for them? You know, don't you?
We know.
Are you not afraid?
I'm not afraid because Hong Kong's future is more important than my future.
So as the hours tick by in this tense Hong Kong night, the lights are on in the government headquarters above me, and down below on the streets in every direction, the protesters say they are going nowhere. It's a standoff between them, their own government, which says it won't back down and says their protest is illegal, and more worryingly, it's a standoff between the protesters and Beijing. A government which feels it cannot give in to anything resembling a colour revolution because that might have unpredictable consequences for one-party rule at home in mainland China.
That's the BBC's Carrie Gracie reporting from Hong Kong.